Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Wow, what a weekend, what a week. James Clyburn has claimed to always have supported voter IDs despite liking them to Jim Crow laws, just like all these Democrats that want the Republicans that don't want, that want to defund the police. Now that the cities are getting bad, all these Democrats that were like, we got to defund the police, and they're on record massively saying this. Now they're like, I never supported that. I was never, yeah, whatever. Double standard party right there. Divided Democrat Party fights over infrastructure package as time runs short. Because I think it's going to be disastrous in their term. Well, how do we blame the Republicans when it goes bad for something we're passing? Just like we're against police and we want to defund the police. And now that we want to defund the police, now that they're having problems, so whoops. This is the truth. There was 1,892 shootings in Chicago January 1st, 2021 through June 20, 2021. A 12% increase over last year. 70 shot over the weekend in Lightfoot, Chicago. Ain't nothing going to change. Sarasota, Florida had a huge rally. I guess YouTube, like, blocked Right Side Broadcasting right before the rally or whatever, you know, but don't matter. Millions of people still saw it. Millions of people still went to the rally. You know, you think that, like, banning us from Facebook and YouTube is going to keep this movement from not happening? Are you kidding me? GOP Rep. Brad Winthrop says many Democrats in Congress don't seem to feel the urgency for critical answers to the origins of COVID-19. They don't want to, oh, we need to investigate January 6th. You know, we need to get Democrats to investigate January 6th, and only progressive Democrats that hate Trump and are going to find out, are going to make it all about Trump and, you know, whatever they can do to break the laws to get Trump in trouble, you know. Kind of like NPR and Maxine Waters, how they criticize the Declaration of Independence and how it's stolen land and it's, you know, all these BLM people that we're slaves, black people are slaves, and this is stolen land, and the Declaration of Independence is flawed and all this. Oh, just like the, yeah, it's flawed like the, I don't know, like some of the stuff in Congress that you're against certain things until, you know, you're against defund the police when it's bad, but in the beginning you're for it. Just like the filibuster. You want the filibuster when it helps you, but when it doesn't, you're against it. That, folks, and so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. Don't forget Psalms 100-5. For the Lord is good, his unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues for each generation. Think about that as going through your day to day, and thank you for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it, and I hope you do, and hope you, you know, we celebrated. We didn't do anything last night because we have friends, and they're like, hey, what are you doing Friday? I'm like, okay, Friday. So Friday, they have like a citizens type band, you know, where we played like The Mandalorian. We played Above and Beyond, like Stars and Stripes Forever, The Washington Post, you know, God Bless USA, and like, he's a percussionist. I didn't know what they had, so I'm like, I didn't know who it was, and so I brought stuff, and they had all kinds of instruments, so I got to play like cymbals and snare and bass and all this, and one of the songs was really hard, because I had like tons of time signatures, and it was like 4-4 to 2-4 to 3-4 to 6-8, back to 3-4 to, and it was like so, oh, that was, oh, wow, and then you're like, okay, and you'd have like a big break. You'd have like, I would say like 10 measures of rest, and part of it was in the 4-4, and then you'd forget, and you think it's all, no, this is 2-4, oh, and then you're like, should be here. It was fun. It was so worth it, but thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, by the way, Tyson has recalled 8.5 million pounds of chicken due to listeria concerns. So if you buy a Tyson chicken, just double check. It was sold to commercial restaurants and to my grocery stores too. So just double check to make sure yours isn't a part of all this stuff. And see, this is why people don't believe anything anymore. Fauci, to the fully vaccinated, go the extra mile and mask up in places with low vaccinated rates. Like where if you got the vaccine and there's a lot of unvaccinated people around you, mask up. And what's the point of getting the vaccine if you have to mask up, which masks don't work. It's been proven. Follow the science. Don't believe me, follow the science. But, yeah. Well, I have to wear a mask because you won't get the vaccine even though I'm vaccinated. Yeah, I got a bulletproof vest on, but I still need to make sure I don't get shot in the chest even though I got the bulletproof vest. Because it might not work. I don't know. Yeah, they've said that there's like a 5% chance that the bullet might go through the vest and not protect me, so I just need to be cautious. I mean, seriously, you can't make this stuff up. You know, if there's a lot of unvaccinated people, you need to wear your mask anyways. I totally believe now, after seeing what's going on, that if Hillary Clinton had, if the rigging would have won and she would have gotten that presidency instead of Trump, and the first rigging would have happened, excuse my French. Excuse me, but I truly believe that they would have been like, they would have gotten her to lock us down and keep us locked down. I do believe it, because they're trying, wait a minute, they're trying to go back to normal. What do we do? I mean, they're demonizing people. They are. Well, this guy doesn't believe in that. We should be locked down and we shouldn't be able to go anywhere or do anything. We need to do something quick. Folks, it's not killing as many as it should. We got to do something. These people are not buying this. Don't worry, folks. I'm 100% for defunding the police until it is bad. And now it's like, whoops, I didn't want to defund the police. Are you kidding me? James Clyburn claims to have always supported voter ID laws despite likening laws to Jim Crow. All these people, there's some people coming out that now they claim to have always supported this voter ID thing now that they're all these like ballot harvesting, all this stuff is illegal and the Supreme Court's backed it up and people are like supporting the people are liking voter ID laws and think they should be a mandatory thing. Now they're like trying to backtrack. Oh, I always supported them even though they didn't. Just like this, just defund the police debacle is nuts because they're having so many problems. And to defund the police, now that there's violence is going through the roof, I was always, it's these Republicans. Because, you know, these laws that we're trying to pass, they have funding for the cops and the Republicans don't want to pass it. So like when they try to push a law, oh, we know you're against abortion, but this is a compromise bill. Does it allow killing of babies at all? Well, then no. I don't get it. Okay, you bring me a bill to my desk. I will sign it that has no abortion whatsoever. I'm somewhere, okay, well, what if it's between the mom or the baby dying? Well, what if we, why don't we try to get them both to survive? But James Clyburn claims to have always supported voter ID, even though he liked it to the Jim Crow laws. It's amazing when they go to these black people. Yeah, the Democrats don't like the fact that voter ID laws because you can't get IDs and you can't do this. And what do you mean I can't get an ID? And they pull out their wallet. I got credit cards. I got IDs. I got this. I'm just as, I have just as much opportunity as a white person to be in debt and broke and have problems. But they're double standarding it because they're hoping that, I don't know how as a Democrat you can't see, but then I know people that like, whatever, they're like, I can't believe that Republicans don't want to investigate January 6th, what are they hiding? Do you not know that they, that the Capitol Police knew about this, that this was like a pre-planned event? Okay, let's investigate January 6th. Let's get Donald J. Trump and his son to be on the team to help investigate. Let's get Ted Cruz. Let's get Ron DeSantis. There's four. Let's get Ben Carson. We'll get him. We got a colored guy. Let's get Ben Carson on there to investigate that too. Let's get Ron Paul. Let's get him in there to investigate. There's five. That'd be good. Let's get the governor of Texas too. He can investigate it too. Let's get a Democratic-led investigation to see how long they want to investigate it. Where's all these Democrats pushing to investigate the election fraud? There's a simple way, if you think there's no fraud, there's a simple way to prove 100% beyond the shadow of a doubt, forensic audit. Not one Democrat is pushing for a forensic audit to shut us up to say, here, go ahead and have a forensic audit then prove that there was no fraud. The Stop the Steal movement happened the day after the election, when the numbers didn't even make sense, when there's no way you can go from this number to this number. It's mathematically impossible. It's called science. And in science, you have what's called mathematics. And when 2 plus 2 equals 25, wait a minute, no, 2 plus 2 equals 4. No, it don't. Equals 25. And then they try to make you look like you don't know what you're talking about because you think 22 plus 2 equals 4 and you know it doesn't. And you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, our conspiracies have come true 99.9% of the time. I do that 0.1% because sometimes it happened just not 100% exactly like it did. You know, that 1% was a little bit different. But it's okay, folks. We're going to solve the world's problem by making airplanes out of beef. But that's what we have, all these Democrats all saying, oh, I support voter ID laws. Yep, I've always supported them. Now that everyone, now that all these things that Democrats are against, now they find out that people actually want them. Now they're trying to kiss their butt for saying they, now they try to pretend, now that the people want the police, And the situation is getting way out of hand with this having no police. Well, I always supported the police. I heard one person that like I forget where it was, where like they actually said like, you know, we need to get like switch and get like, okay, get the police out and get something else in. You know, like change, go from police to something else, so that you have the police leaving and another organization, you know, so you're not like, because like you never hear, that's one of the big things you never hear is, okay, if you're for defunding the police, then what do you want in its place? Because, okay, let's say the Republicans want to defund the police. Well, then what is their objective? What do you mean by defund the police? What is the end game? Because the end game for me with defunding would mean to get rid of the police altogether. I mean, you got, see, the Democrats are a mess right now because all these things they want to do, they're finding out that the reason why a Bernie Sanders and a Kamala Harris won't work is because the majority of Americans want a moderate Democrat. They don't like Trump, but they want a moderate Democrat. They don't want some communist person in here. They're not this radical left. The majority of Democrats don't want. And you got this Democrat Party fighting over this infrastructure package as time runs short. Well, I think, well, how do we get something crammed down these people's throat? How do we do it? They're not liking anything we're doing. Not that it matters to them. I mean, just look at all these look at Nancy Pelosi. All you have to do is say how long she's been in D.C. There are CEOs of companies that weren't even the CEO that long. They have these people that are in politics forever. And Nancy Pelosi's not a, she is a politician. She's not a for the person type of person. She's not a public servant. She's for the people. What can I get out of this? How can I cash in? How can I get wealthy? How can I divide this nation, blaming it on the Republicans? How can I want to defund the police until it backfires and then say it's the Republicans? How can I be for all this stuff and then when the, how can I be, see, and that's the funny thing because they can't like renege now. They can't go back and say, hey, we want a wall. Trump did the wall. That's why the border crisis is so bad, because the Democrats can't do anything, because they can't say, well, we're going to build that wall. You had the opportunity to build the wall under Trump, but stopped it. Everyone knows, even Democrats know, that you were not for the wall. And now that the wall is not finished and there's major problems with it, and you get hundreds of thousands of people crossing the border every day, and they have human traffickers that are putting all kinds of chemicals on these people that are damn near killing them to try to get the dogs so they can't get the scent on all these people. But guess what, folks? Guess what, folks? The border is their Achilles heel because, well, they can't all of a sudden flip-flop on the border and say, hey, we want a wall there because Trump was building a wall. And they were against it. And that, and the spot that's open is the spot that is open because it didn't get finished. And they stopped building the wall. Everyone knows that Biden canceled the finishing of the wall. Therefore, they should have just kept building it. Just like the pipeline, they should have just kept building the pipelines that stop us. Try, go ahead. I guarantee if it was a Democrat type thing, they'd probably do everything in their power to just keep going. But since they can't we flip-flop on the border wall, they're having a crisis. Now they're saying, okay, yeah, you're going to go to El Paso where there's no problem. And they would have Kamala Harris go to a part where there is the wall. There's no wall. What do you mean there's no wall? There's a wall right here. What are you talking about? There's no wall. There's a wall. There's a wall. That's what's funny. See, and that's what we needed. We needed to get more things that they can't renege on. You know what I mean? That way, when it all comes down to it, they can't flip-flop. That's what we need to figure out, is how do we get things set up in a way that Democrats like the wall that can't flip-flop on? Because now that there's a major crisis, they can't blame it on Trump. He was trying to close the border. I mean, we are, but that's the problem. You have the party of division that tries to claim they're not. They're the ones that are trying to divide people. How can you have critical race theory and support unity and healing? Go ahead. How do you push a curriculum that divides this country, but then say you're not for division, you're for unity and healing? Trump was not in support of critical race theory, but you claim to be the one that are, he's the one that's supposed to be dividing the country, but that comes from the same people that think he's Hitler, but then he stood with the Jewish people. And then the thing I can't understand is these people that all these videos going viral, these people that they walk in there, sir, you need to leave. Don't call me, sir. That offends me. Because they don't believe they're a man or a woman. They're non-binary, whatever. They're, you know, they can't look down and I'm a zebra trapped in a horse's body, okay? So if you're a horse with stunted growth, does that mean you're a pony? Now, I'm so dumb with all these people. Don't assume just because I have breasts that I'm a chick, okay? You know, we're not all of us believe it. You know, okay, you're a male or female. That's it. I'm tired of these people that sit there and they want attention. They must not have gotten it from the mom or dad, so they go around trying to make up the most ridiculous crap. I think they do it on purpose. Let me see what I can get away with. Let me see what crap. I'm going to see how far I can take this non-binary. I'm going to say that I'm a tulip. Yes, I'm a tulip, okay? What do they have? There is no gender in tulips. I'm so tired of all these idiots that, like, you know, like people have temper tantrums. I will refer to you as a man or a woman. And if I can't distinguish, if you're that bad off, I'm like, I'll call you a thing. Thing, can you leave? Since I can't distinguish whether you're, I mean, see, it's Pat. Remember that? The guy from Saturday Night Live where you couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman? That was a joke. We made fun of that. That was like a comical thing. You couldn't have, people would lose their mind if you had Pat now on Saturday Night Live. You're making fun of a person that you can't tell if it's a boy or a girl. Are you kidding me? God don't make mistakes, folks. You're a man or a woman. There's no, well, I believe I'm an oak tree. Have a border jumper come across the border. Yeah, I'm cannabis. Yeah, that's why I'm illegal. I don't understand. Sorry. And now there's a petition to stop rural Hubbard from becoming the first trans athlete to compete in the Olympics. I'd love to see her actually compete and see, okay, like, well, what would she have done if she competed as a male? If she would have won a gold competing as a male, lifting what she lifted, then okay, then you can say, well, she would have won gold by, you know, even if she went as a male. But as a female, yeah, she won gold too. If you took the weight she lifted, she outlifted he, whatever she claims that she's a man, claims to be a woman, whatever. You know, if she actually comes out and says, you know, and lifts and would have won a medal as a male, like a gold medal, okay. You know, if if you go back to the at the end and like, okay, she got a gold medal as a female, but in the, if she would have weightlifted and participated as a man, she wouldn't have had, she wouldn't have gone nowhere. She wouldn't even have gotten bronze. Then you can say, okay, wait a minute here, you know. But I'm so done with all these people that, because they've had tons of athletes that couldn't do anything in male sports, and they said, I'm a female now, you have to, if I was in school and I'd identify as a chick, just use the chick, you know, I need to use the women's showers. And then I'd go in there and I'd be like, excuse me, why don't we have like the one giant shower, like in the guys? Because I was always told when I was a kid that the girls' locker rooms had like individual showers for the chicks. You know, this is where you got, you undressed here and then you went to like a individual shower and have like a giant, you know, like, and of course, I'm like, that's not fair. That's not, I want equal. I want equality. But then of course, like, well, like, don't be a whiny B-I-T-C-H basically. Because, you know, when I'm like, no, I just want to, I want what they have. Why do we have this? Why don't they have that? And they'd probably find some way to justify women having individual showers, but not men. But this whole, I'm so tired of this. You must respect my identity. And how dare you force me to put my baby's gender on their birth certificate? He's not old enough to make the decision. What if he's a giraffe? Okay, I can clearly see it's a girl. I'm not the smartest man in the world, but God made a woman, I can tell right there. You can't force us to put a gender down there. Well, we wanted a boy, so we're going to start it. We're gonna get an attorney because we want to start this baby immediately on male growth hormones because we wanted a boy, and this is a girl, and how dare, and we're gonna transform this boy. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna transform this to a boy, even though it was born a girl. We're gonna no. Sorry, I'm so done with these people that think they have the right to make their, to have a baby and tell it whatever, it's going to be whatever gender they want it to be, or the kid will decide what gender it is. I feel, okay, you need to have a kid taken away from you. I'm sorry. You need to have a kid taken away from you if you think you have the right. Well, when my kid is old enough, when he's 18, he'll make up the mind that, When my son's old enough, he'll make the decision what his gender is. Because that just sounds to me like, okay, well, when he... Because I don't know any sane Christian conservative families that say, yep, okay, well, I'm going to make sure... No, it's all these weird freaks that... I'm a non-binary person, and how dare you refer to me as a male or female? I'm non-binary. You need help? I'll start a GoFundMe page. We can get you in a clinic, get you treatment, get you help. I don't know if you need shock therapy. What do we do? Straight jacket in a white padded room? What do we do? I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist. You need help. I mean, we're the freest nation in America, and you have these black people. Well, we're still slaves. We're still slaves. This is stolen land. You know who stole this land? If you want to call it that, tons of people. Spain tried to get it. Britain tried to get it. France tried to. Every nation tried to claim this land. If you think America, if you think you're enslaved under America, if you think you're, then why are you here? What is keeping you, if you are truly, if Cori Bush, C-O-R-I Bush, if you think that July 4th is only for white people and black people are still aren't free and America is a stolen land, do me a favor, dear. Buy a plane ticket, get a passport, and get a plane ticket and fly somewhere. Get a round-trip ticket. I guarantee you, you can leave this country. And you can come back. We're not North Korea. We don't keep our citizens locked up here. I'm so tired of people like Oprah Winfrey. Well, you can never make anything of yourself. You can never accomplish anything. Though I'm the wealthiest, richest woman in the world, you can't, and I'm black, you can't do anything. So just sit down. Don't think about the fact that I'm a woman and I'm black and every stereotype that you can associate with me about not being able to accomplish or do anything. I kidding me? You're not. Go to a country, then leave America if you think you're a slave and go to a country that has never had slavery in its history. Go ahead. Go ahead. Leave America, Cori Bush, and go to a nation that has never had slavery, because I can guarantee you there's not one. Africa had crap loads of white Europeans as slaves. But you don't want to talk about that because it don't fit your narrative. There were black slave owners, but you don't want to talk about that because that don't fit your narrative. I'm so tired of these, we can't accomplish anything. I'm tired of these people that are against division, but then they're the ones that support division. They hate this country, but they want to be here. If I didn't like France, I'd move if I lived in France. Okay, I'm going to go somewhere else. You can leave this country. You're not enslaved. Black people aren't free. They're enslaved to the government because they are stuck on Section 8 housing. They're stuck on all kinds of crap. That's the problem. You are free. You can do anything you want to. Michael Jackson is living proof of that. When he was alive. Michael Jordan is living proof. You put your mind, heart, and soul to it, you can accomplish anything. Ben Carson is living proof of it. If you're not a slave, they're slaves, so Michael Jordan is a slave to white people? Oprah Winfrey's a slave to white people? Well, if you call the New World Order the white people, okay, yeah. But it's okay. We have people that live in this country that are in our government that criticize the Declaration of Independence because, you know, it is bad because what it does is it actually, you know, the Declaration of Independence, you know, as NPR says, you know, it is flawed and has hypocrisies all in it. Yeah, that's what I say. I say we take the Constitution and rewrite it so people can understand what it actually means. Not change what it means, just rewrite it. Because I guess people don't understand that your Second Amendment rights shall not be infringed. They don't understand what that means. So I think we should say, you have the right to bear arms no matter what. Any gun, any caliber, any kind, no matter what. No ifs, ands, or buts, no excuses, no exclusions. You will always, no matter what, be able to own a gun forever. Until global warming planet Earth away. Are you there? Yeah, my producer called in just to say hi. She's working to see if I can hear her, but we'll see. She might try to call back here in just a little bit. I was reading an article, so. Hello, you there?
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful.
I was just wondering, have you heard or found Trump's social media? Do you even know the name of it?
I have, let me look, because I shared something that, like, he's launching something, but I've not seen anything except for that he is going to launch a social media thing, and it was a Facebook thing that they posted about it, but other than that, I have not heard anything.
I was just curious. I didn't know, and I didn't know when I would be able to talk to you. You know, I'm working, so. Out there in Blog Talk Land, this is his wife calling into the show.
Yes, my wife. She helps me. She gives me ideas and stuff, so let me see if I can look it up.
I'll hang up and let you talk, and maybe you can find that out. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
All right. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye. That's my wife. She helps produce and gives me ideas. Let me see. There is a Donald Trump Save America page. I mean, there's a DonaldTrump.com page, but I don't know if it's really a social media page. But if you go to DonaldTrump.com, you know, that I think it's and it might not be, it might be a page where he can communicate and not have to worry about, you know, people, you know, having stuff being taken down and all this. That way he can communicate. And like I tell Representative, I tell people all the time about Representative John Jacob and Kurt Nisley. I'm like, you know, we the people, you know, in Indiana, John Jacob and Kurt Nisley are standing up. They are actually public servants. And they're standing up for we the people and our God-given rights. But we the people have to stand up and say, hey, I stand with Kurt Nisley and I stand with John Jacob. Okay, if you're going to put a bill on the governor, on China Holcomb's desk for abortion, it shouldn't have any in it. I'm tired of, well, here's a compromise bill. Does it have abortion in it at all? Well, then take it out. They try to hide stuff in there. And that's where we're at, folks. You know, and it's like, he can only, you know, Kurt Nisley and John Jacob can only do so much. We have to stand up like all these people at these, at these school council meetings, school board meetings, and city council meetings, and school council meetings, and school board, and all these different things that they're doing, and say, no, we're not going to have, my son will not be taught this crap. You will not be teaching critical race. You'll not be doing this. You'll not be doing that. No. Uh-uh. We need to stand up. You are public servants. You're not politicians. We need to get public servants in there. There was I read an article of a governor, I know it was a mayor of Salt Lake City, Utah, I think it was. And he actually went undercover for like 2 days, and only three nights, two days undercover to see what it was like as being homeless and find out why no one's staying in these shelters and this and that. And he found out that, okay, they didn't want to stay there. And he knew the reason, real reason why, and there was a lot of corruption. And anyone involved in those like homeless shelters and all this stuff. He got rid of all of them and did all this stuff, and he didn't let anyone except for one advisor that he fully trusted knew he was doing any of this, and he never got found out about, and he did a study, and that's, he's a rare diamond or a rare gem, and he stood up, and he said, I'm going to find the truth. I'm not going to find the truth as the mayor. I need to go undercover to find the truth. Critical race theory, according to the Bible, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:28-29. For all men have sinned, not just one race, and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions. Keep away from them. Romans 16:17. That's what the Bible says about critical race theory. And if you don't agree with it, go to your council meetings, go to your school board meetings, speak your mind. Hey, are you having, if you want my son or daughter to wear a mask, and you need to wear, they need to be changed like 3 times a day. They took masks. First of all, you're breathing in your own carbon dioxide. It's not safe, especially for young kids. And most of those masks are so deadly and so you would be vomiting if you knew what they found on some of these masks, but whatever. But that's what it is. The hypocrisy, people don't think about things like that. If you swabbed your soap, and you'd probably crap how disgusting it is. How, I know people that get the alcohol wipes, and they wipe down their phone, like once a day, at minimum, you should do that. But people don't think about stuff like that. I mean, we celebrated Independence Day because we're free. And it's a big thing. We're a free nation. Don't let people divide you. Don't let people sit there and make you think that, you don't believe me, look at all these billionaire black people saying that, oh, you can't make anything, you can't accomplish anything, you can't do anything. If you're stupid enough to look at that and go, well then, let me see here. Wow, okay. How did you do it? How did you become? Michael Jordan did it by getting up at 5 a.m., being at the court at 5:30, and practicing basketball from 5:30 until school started, then went to school and then probably practiced for 5 hours after school every day, day in, day out. He could have mono and he'd still be, I got to practice. Got bronchitis. I got to practice. It's called dedication. He didn't do it by, you know, and the problem you have is you have this generation of kids like, yeah, I don't know if y'all know this, but we just got approved for Section 8 housing. All right, man. Woo! I'm living at large. You would think they won the lottery. What'd they find out? What'd you find out? Oh, they won. They got Section 8 housing. Not something to be proud of. That's right, man. You want to strive for something better. The Bible is yes and amen. It's not, there's so much. I'm so tired. Can we really put, should I really, because what if we mark the wrong chance? Okay. You need me to look and you need me to, okay, yeah, that baby's a boy. You don't have to go to, you don't have to get a PhD in science to be able to look at your baby and know if it's a boy or a girl. If you do, then what kind of baby you having? Because the babies I know, there's an indistinguishable way to tell if it's a boy or a girl. And if you need to know how you identify the two, then, yeah, I guess must have fell asleep during sex education class in high school. Maybe you need to ask your mom. Because if you had a baby and you can't tell what the difference is in gender, what, did you flip a coin? Yeah, I think I'll date I think I'll date it. I mean, if you can't tell if your baby's a boy or girl, and you don't want to put it on your birth certificate, I guess that's what I have a hard time understanding this world today, where everyone, I don't know anything. I can't tell what I am. Am I a woman or a man or a, what am I? I don't know. I think these kids just strive for attention. Let me see how far I can take this. It's like a South Park joke. I'm going to come out and I'm going to say I'm all this stuff and I'm just going to like, yes, I want your manager. I'm calling corporate because I am a non-binary thing and you will refer to me as such. I don't get it. I don't understand, folks. But don't worry, we have Dr. Fauci that says, hey, if you're in an area with a low number of vaccinated people, wear your mask. Even if you're if you're vaccinated and you're in an area where people are not vaccinated, shouldn't the vaccine be good enough? If you need the mask up around unvaccinated people with a COVID vaccine in you, then what's the point of the vaccine? What's the point of what's the point of getting a vaccine if you're going to still have to be fully vaccinated and afterwards still wear a mask around unvaccinated people? You should not affect me. I should never affect you. You're vaccinated. I shouldn't be able to give it to you. Well, the whole point of the COVID vaccine, supposedly most of them, you can get COVID, it just won't be as bad. But we're living in a Germany time where how dare you don't want to get the vaccine? I can't believe you. So millions and millions of people are dying every second with COVID, and you won't get the vaccine. How dare you? You inconsiderate. Yeah, and you just drove here in a car. You want to know how many millions of people die in a car? Die by car wrecks? You want to talk about inconsiderate? You want to say that I'm disrespecting anyone that's died from COVID by not getting the vaccine? Well, then you're disrespecting everyone that's died behind the wheel of a car by driving one or being in one. So you better not ever get behind the wheel of a car or be in a car, period. You better walk everywhere you're going. If you want to go to California, you better not fly either, because you're disrespecting everyone that, because something, some people did some things on 9/11 and some people died. So yeah, any person that's ever died in a plane crash, yeah, you're crapping on their grave. And since a bullet killed Martin Luther King Jr., you shouldn't rely on anyone with guns. Like, you shouldn't call on cops for guns, because that's just, you know, how can you support a police officer with a gun when, you know, Martin Luther King was killed by a gun? You shouldn't support guns at all from any perspective. The military shouldn't have guns. No one should, if you want to play that game, because if something's offensive to you, you know, I'm so tired of, well, can we have 4th of July? I don't know. Yeah, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. There's a lot of days in this country. And there's two very important days in this country. One is the birth of Christ and our God-given rights. The second day is January. No, not January. Not February, not March. July 4th, 1776. That is the day that gave us our rights to do what we want to do. Then you have these anti-gun people celebrating a holiday that was only allowed because of, I don't know, gun-toting people. Yeah. July 4th, 1776 is only here because of gun-owning citizens. They had military-grade weapons back then. Then, okay, well then give me cannon. I'll take cannons. Because there are people that say, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, all this, you know, because back then, you know, assault weapons. I just crack up at these. It's just hilarious. It's hilarious. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of it, and I hope you do, and I hope you wake up, and I, you know, like I never thought I'd see a day where people would live fear over faith. You know, I live faith over fear. And we need to get back to that. You know, it's like all these, like, thank you essential worker things are kind of like gone out the window now because, hey, we're not really essential anymore. You know, everyone in this whole country was essential. We were. I mean, if you put food on the table, if you provide for this nation, if you drive for this nation, anything you do for this nation and your family, guess what? Guess what? Then you're essential. If you want to know why there's, if you want to know if there's food, if you want to know if there's food on the table, well, someone has to deliver it. Someone has to provide it. Someone has to, everyone's essential. That's why for hundreds of years, okay, you're sick. There you go. Quarantine the sick. And you keep going. That's the way it is, the way the world works. And from what I'm going to do some more research, and I'll have this for, but I think it's DonaldTrump.com is his. And I don't know if there's like an actual, because you can actually don't contribute and stuff. I'm going to see for next time to see if I can actually find if he has a social media site, because that's what it, when I look it up, that's what it comes up as, so. But if I can, I want to see if I can find, and I think it is DonaldTrump.com. I think it's just where he's able to blog. So I'm going to do more research, but I think it is at DonaldTrump.org where he can just post stuff. And I'm going to get into to looking into more of that. But, you know, I mean, it's interesting to see how this world is going, because you have, like, you have all these people that are sitting there, and you have, like, Lori Lightfoot and all these people that, like, their cities are going into the toilet, and they're like, oh, well, this happened, that happened. You know, it's just, with 90 seconds left, I'm just trying to understand all these people that are all of a sudden against everything they supported. But you wanted Black Lives Matter and all this, defund the police and all this crap, and now that it's crumbling and falling apart, okay, it's the Republicans that want to defund the police. Like I said, if you will listen to this, I said this earlier, the ball, they can't flip-flop on. They can't blame the border crisis on Trump, because he was building the wall and they stopped the wall from being built. And now if there's a problem, they don't know what to do, because they can't address the wall, because Biden can't do nothing wrong, but they can't fix the problem, because then, hey, something's wrong, and they can't flip-flop and say it's Trump's fault, because it's not, and the people know it. So that's just how it goes. We need to find more ways to have things to where that when it goes disastrous for the Democrats, they can't turn it back on the Republicans. Remember, folks, don't forget this. With the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night, and God bless you all, and goodbye.